Hello, and welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about nude selfies, a little more scandalous of a topic than we've been covering in recent weeks, but I do feel that because of the pandemic and the way that people flirt throughout the pandemic, that this topic might be just as prevalent as it was during Celebgate many, many years ago. But before we jump into that, let's take a trip back in time and revisit the naked truth on nude selfies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this week's Naked Truth. Trisha Hershberger here, as per your usual naked vlogging so that we can't hide anything, gal, on the interwebs. And thank you to the Naked Army who all sent in naked truths of your own last week on winning. That's Eric, Cameron, Jacob, Kim, Pat, Alex, Patrick, Will, Michael, John, Lawrence, Kenny, Dominic, Prescott, and Kristen. Thank you guys. A lot of you I know voiced opinions contrary to mine, and a lot of you guys in the comments section voiced opinions contrary to mine. So thank you so much, because that gets us all talking, and I appreciate that. Now, on to this week. I'm very excited to talk about this week because it comes from stuff that upsets me, and sometimes I really like to just get it off my chest, which I know sounds weird to say when you're naked. But I do. I want to talk about this. So David Hanley wrote to me and said, "Me and my wife were wondering, what are your thoughts on Rule 34? Do you hate it, or do you find it flattering, or just plain creepy?" And this made me think about what happened over the weekend, which is the whole Celebgate, J-Law incident, like all of these nude photos or nude selfies being hacked into people's account and leaked on the webs. And so let's talk about all of that. Let's talk about nudity on the web, on the Naked Truth, which sounds hilarious. So Rule 34, first off the bat, I hate it. I hate it. I don't find it flattering. It is kind of creepy. But what I really hate about it is that when people type in Trisha Hershberger into a Google search engine, like when my grandmom, who doesn't know how to use YouTube, types in Trisha Hershberger, she sees like spread eagle pictures of some porn star with my face photoshopped on it. And that sucks. So that's my quick TLDR feelings on Rule 34, that people would think, at least, well, when it's a poor Photoshop, they don't think that it's something that I released. But when it's a good Photoshop Rule 34, they could question if it's something that I actually put out there, like the whole leaked nude photos incident from this past weekend. So when it comes to leaked nude selfies, like, that was never meant for you to see. And stealing is stealing. And I understand that, like, everyone wants to experiment out there, like, especially when you're young and stupid. You're not always thinking about the things that could happen as a result of your actions, but they're very real and they really suck. So I would say start off by saying, if you're thinking about taking nude selfies for whatever reason, whether it's out of curiosity about what your own body looks like from different angles, or whether it's meant for one specific person to turn them on, or whether it's meant for you to look at to turn you on, think about, first of all, are you okay with having that photo out there in the world? If it does, by any chance, get found, are you okay with that? And if you're someone who's trying to make a career, say, as a nude model, or you want to do Playboy or something like that, then great. Nude selfie all you like. Go for it. But if you're not okay with that, then really think about it before you do it. It's not just a matter of, do I trust the person I'm sending it to, and do I trust myself anymore? Know your tech. Every cloud server has a backup somewhere. I mean, people thought they were safe using Snapchat because it deletes instantaneously. Snapchat has servers. And what Wi-Fi connection are you using? Are you on an unsecure Wi-Fi connection? Like, there's a reason that webcams and Microsoft Kinects have privacy covers, because they're always on. So really think about the technology you're using. I was lucky that when I grew up and was kind of in the dumb, silly phase, it was like Polaroids or nothing, because, I mean, there were phones with cameras probably, but, I mean, I didn't have them. I certainly wasn't allowed to have them, and they weren't very prevalent in the area of Pennsylvania that I grew up in. So it was like, if you're going to do it with a Polaroid, and then have like a ceremony with your friend where you cut them up so you know that they're destroyed, or something like that. I was also very lucky to have a mom who said, hey, you want to be a movie star? You want to be an actress? you do something dumb, like take nude photos, and they're going to come back to bite you in the butt, young lady. And I always thought about it, and that was enough to terrify me from never going there. Oh, and there's one more thing that I really wanted to talk about. I saw some comments after this whole weekend that were very much like, oh, look at those whores taking photos of themselves. They deserve to have it leaked if they're going to be whores like that. And it's hard for me to even say that comment out loud because of how disgusted it makes me. There is nothing wrong with the female body. There's nothing wrong with being curious about your body. And there's nothing wrong, like, with sex. Sex is a gift, folks. Yes, you want to share that gift in the right way with the right person. But that's a topic for a whole nother time. It's something that if you decide you want it to be private and you want it to be valued, you should be entitled to that. And like I said before, stealing is stealing. If it's somebody's private property, who are you to take that away from them? That sucks. And so whoever's behind this whole celeb gate incident, I hope that they really get what's coming to them. Sadly, I don't know if they will. I know that some people out there have said that they validated that those were indeed their pictures, and they're really upset about it. And I'm really, really sad for those people. But for those of you in the naked army out there who are starting to get more comfortable vlogging naked, keep in mind that when we vlog naked, there's a reason that we don't show our nudie parts, because that can come back and bite you in the butt, as my mom said. So when it comes down to me for, if we're going to talk about nude selfies being leaked on the internet or Rule 34, like, which is the greater of two evils, I would take Rule 34 any day over someone stealing my private property and putting it out there. And, you know, while you're surfing the web, I just encourage you folks to think about that in all of this scandal. And I guess my question for you is, what do you think of Rule 34? What do you think when you see that someone's nude selfie has been put out there on the interwebs for our collective public viewing pleasure? Let me know your thoughts on that either in the comments below, or you can tape yourself nude talking about it and make your very own naked truth. Again, from the shoulders up only, please. This is not a this is not fap material, as they like to say. So I love you all. Think good and hard. Be respectful in the comments. And keep suggesting new vlog suggestions, new vlog topic ideas. I love that so much. All right, I'll see you next week.
All right, lots of good points made there that I most definitely still agree with. And, you know, I think what this really boils down to now, as I've gotten a little older, my thoughts around this are really, is there consent to view said photo? Meaning the person who is pictured, and when we're talking about selfies, that's also the photographer of the photo. Did that person give consent for whoever is viewing it to do so? And I mean, when the answer there is no, this is when we're talking about stolen property or Rule 34, where the person who is depicted in the photo has not given their consent to be depicted in the photo. Anytime there is no consent to view, whether it's because someone's identity is being used without their consent or someone's property, the photos that they have taken and own the rights to have been stolen, I think that stinks. I do not think it's flattering. I think it's pretty awful. I think stealing is always wrong. And there are reasons why we have rules out there about depicting people in photos who did not give their permission to be depicted in said photos or videos. So to get a little bit more specific, Rule 34, when someone who did not give their consent to be pictured in a more scandalous setting is done so via Photoshop, I do think that that's awful. It still sucks, even like I said back then. The biggest reason for me, honestly, is exactly what I said before. You know, I used kind of a description about my grandmom Google searching me, which is a true story, by the way. That's something that really happened. And she found some salacious Rule 34 photos before I said, oh, no, that's not how we internet. Let me introduce you to YouTube. That's where I'm working at the time. But I really do think, especially now that that technology has gotten a lot better, and people have gotten more skilled with their Rule 34 creation when it comes to deep fakes, not just Photoshop stills, I do think that that type of content can really tarnish someone's reputation, especially if it looks incredibly convincing. I think that maybe if there were some kind of disclaimer on all types of that content saying that it's not real, then there might be more of a conversation to have. But really, whoever's being depicted in that creation has not given their consent to be depicted in that creation. And especially when it is something of a more personal or private nature that could be used, like I said, to tarnish someone's reputation or against them. So I think that's a pretty awful situation all the way around. Now, when it comes to Celebgate, as it was called back in the day, where people's private property, their nude selfies, have been leaked to the public, and a lot of times these were private photos intended for their spouses, their partners, or, you know, just private photos for their own personal artwork collection or, you know, whatever they're dealing. Don't steal other people's stuff. I feel like this is pretty simple. And I did back then see a lot of comments of, you know, well, if you didn't want people to see it, then why'd you take it in the first place? That's not how that works. That's the same logic as saying, well, if you didn't want someone to steal your PS5, why'd you buy it in the first place? That's not okay. Stealing is stealing. Don't steal other people's stuff. Now, if you are someone who is uber conscious about that happening and you do want to take nudes of yourself, keep that in mind when you decide on the format and how to share it. So I do think there's a cautionary tale here. Perhaps old school film and you develop it yourself in a dark room, or as simple as buying a Polaroid camera and having the Polaroid where you're the only one who has the physical copy of that. Those are better ways to figure out how you want to see yourself in that light than using any kind of much more easily accessible smartphone technology where everything is uploaded to the cloud or shared over potentially unsecured Wi-Fi, etc. The second that it's on a connected device, there is potential for someone else to obtain it. So, and this is, like I said, if you do not want someone else to see this. Now, for people who are creating this type of art form and really taking control of how others see them by themselves being both the photographer and the subject, if you want people to see it, then don't worry about it as much, for sure. But I think for a lot of people who are doing that, you might want to watermark it yourself and share it on your own platforms. You might not want everyone else having access to it simply from a sharing and monetization perspective. But I do think people should be proud of their bodies. And photography is a very artistic, fulfilling way to express that. I mean, over how many generations and centuries of art has the human nude form been used? I mean, when you study art nowadays, nudes is something you spend a lot of time learning. I have not particularly taken an art class like that, but I would wager to say that many of you listening to this podcast probably have. And, you know, when it comes to the nude selfie, then I think that's really cool in terms of the artistic view, because it is how you view yourself. So the lighting, the expression, all of that is very self-reflective. And again, kind of if you look at European and many different forms of art over these centuries, it's like we've seen self-portraits and we've seen nudes. And now, thanks to technology, we're seeing self-nudes. So I don't really see that as any different than the other ways that multiple generations and artists over time have taken a look at the naked body and the naked art form. And I do think that taking control of how you and your body and your naked body are perceived can be really, really powerful. And like I mentioned earlier, I do think that during the pandemic, sending nude selfies can be a very flirtatious way to keep the romance going, especially if you're not able to see each other or living long distances and not able to travel, etc. So I do think that this is a very timely topic, even though we're not in the midst of any type of celeb gate situation right now or anything like that. But I do think it really just boils down to consent. If you have the consent of the person depicted and of the photographer to view said artwork, then, you know, no problems. That's great. And, you know, feel the empowerment from making that type of artistic expression of yourself. But if you do not have consent to view that, then don't steal other people's property and try your best not to engage if it is something that, you know, is like a Rule 34 where that person who is pictured did not give their consent to be pictured in that type of artwork or in that specific image. And, you know, let's just all have a little bit more respect for each other. Now we have a call-in from Naked Truth listener Thomas.
Hi, Tricia. This is a message for the upcoming episode on nude selfies. I think there are, you know, some things that are pretty obvious about them that if you're going to do them, they should only be between consenting adults and only send them to people you trust completely and never, ever share someone else's nude selfies without their explicit permission to do so. Also, I just wanted to mention that I'm, you know, somewhat into the casual nudist lifestyle, and you know, people like me are more into the non-sexual type of nude selfie, which just shows us, you know, going about our daily lives just without clothes. So, I think those kind of selfies have their place as well. Okay, that's all I wanted to say.
All fantastic points that you make there, Thomas, for sure. And non-sexual nude selfies, which I feel like I've been discussing a little bit up until this point. But yes, you're right. They definitely have their place. But again, I would caution, do not share them if you don't have permission to do so, or if you don't want other people seeing them. And if you don't mind if other people see them and this is your artistic expression, then go for it. So thank you so much to everyone who sent in audio messages to be a part of the podcast. If you want to do that, you can do so on anchor.fm/Tricia-Hirschberger. The next few episodes will be on courage and sexual comments. So feel free to send in any questions or comments on either of those topics, and you just may hear yourself on a future episode. I do want to say a big thank you to the official supporters of The Naked Truth through the Anchor platform, and to all those who are listening to this and sharing this with your friends. I appreciate you so much, and you are the best. My final thoughts today on nude selfies is I think that if you want to make an artistic expression of your own body in the nude and the way that you perceive it and put that into art, then go ahead and do that. But if you don't want other people seeing it, be very careful and understand the technology that is currently out there so that you don't end up in a stolen artwork type of situation. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.